Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, our incredible crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, our good friend, my buddy, Danny Parkins. First things first on Fox Sports 1 will join us. Can't wait to talk about the 7-3. First place Chicago Bears with our friend Bears fan Danny Parkins. We look forward to that 20 minutes from now and 40 minutes from now. It's all of our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including two absolute bangers in college basketball, UConn, Arizona, Illinois, Alabama. We're going to talk some college basketball in a moment here. We'll get to LeBron James' return for the Los Angeles Lakers. But there is one piece of NFL news I wanted to get into the show. Lamar Jackson did not practice today for the Baltimore Ravens with what the team is calling an ankle injury. Now, it does not feel, based on the reporting, like Lamar Jackson is in danger of missing Sunday's game against the Jets. John Harbaugh said, quote, asked, is this going to be like last week when Lamar didn't practice on Wednesday and then was back at practice on Thursday? Harbaugh replied, yeah, same type of situation. He added, I know it's Lamar, it's our quarterback. I understand how important it is, and it wasn't in his best interest to practice today, and we'll see where we're at tomorrow. So John Harbaugh basically telling you that the expectation is for Lamar to practice tomorrow. And this is like Lamar does stuff like this. And I don't even say that like meanly or like to be sarcastic. Like this is kind of like Lamar's deal. And if you've covered this league for long enough, you've bet on this league for long enough, like you know that this like stuff like this happens with him. If we get to tomorrow, and we're doing the show tomorrow in between 4 and 7 p.m. Eastern, right? And Lamar doesn't practice. We can have a conversation and be a little worried heading into Friday. As of right now, I would describe my worry meter 1 through 10. And I do have Lamar in some fantasy leagues that I would very much like to win where I would like to get paid a lot of money. I would describe my worry meter on the 1 to 10 scale as maybe like a 1.5 from 1 to 10. But I did say earlier This was Ravens 14. Now it's 13.5. And you have to think that I think that's mostly due to Tyrod starting in place of Justin Fields. Like, that's something we know is happening. Lamar is just conjecture at this point, and we're speculating. But I'm sure, like, some people may think, you know, let me grab this now with the Jets, just in case Lamar's not 100% healthy. I think Lamar's going to be fine, but I feel like I do a disservice to you, our audience, if I don't mention that here on the show. So Lamar, no practice today. John Harbaugh saying that he thinks that Lamar will practice tomorrow with what the team is calling an ankle injury. Before we get to hoops, I got one more thing for you on the college football playoff. So I've been teasing throughout the show, and I can't wait to talk about this. Because if this happens, and I don't think it's going to, I will cash a very nice bet. I spoke about this earlier in the season, and our friend, Joey Kanish, baby, who will come on the show tomorrow, who texted me on Saturday, is a true story. So Kanish said on the show last week that he would dance on my Greek grave. I don't know that the graves had ethnicities. If Oklahoma beat Alabama, and they did, and like the moment the game went final, I got this text from Joey Kanish, and he'll join us tomorrow on the show. The text reads as follows. Saturday, 6:56 p.m. Eastern. Boomer, play the clip. So we'll play the clip tomorrow. Joey Kanish liked this bet when I made it earlier in the season. Femi did not. The bet was Michigan to make the college football playoff. Michigan is behind Texas right now in the rankings. Texas is 17th, Michigan is 18th. The difference between the two teams, obviously, is that Texas has three losses and Michigan has two. Kanish just texted me. I wonder if he's listening to the show. Let's see. Okay, yeah. That was just very funny. Anyway, so Michigan needs to beat Maryland this weekend and then beat Ohio State and probably get a little bit of help. And I think that we will see a couple teams lose potentially that are in the top 10 right now. I think Oregon's on upset alert. You know, I think Oklahoma's on upset alert this weekend against Mizzou. And we don't know if Bo Prabhula is going to play in the game yet. Missouri's quarterback. It kind of feels like it's maybe like 51-49 that he's not going to play, but it's way, like, we don't know yet. I think Oklahoma is not very good. I do think the Sooners are on upset alert. So I do think there's a path. If Michigan beats Ohio State, it's the best win of the season. Like, for any team, if they beat Ohio State. I don't think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State. But this, what I'm about to say now, it's not about the big game. It's about Saturday's game, as Michigan travels to Maryland to play the Terrapins. And I know Maryland fans not happy that Mike Locksley is going to get brought back, but whatever. So Michigan is a 13.5-point road favorite, and it's juiced towards the Wolverines. I think this is going to 14. This is, and I know, like, I make fun of people that, like, talk like this when they talk about betting. I'm going to do it now, and you can make fun of me if the bet loses, or if it wins, and I don't really care. This is the look-ahead spot of all look-ahead spots for Michigan, where, like all they got to do, like, they beat Ohio State, and I think that they're going to make it. Not definitely, but I think they will. Maryland plus 14, anybody? Michigan looking past them? On the road? November? Fear the turtle, bitches. I like turtles. I'll take Maryland plus the points, and hopefully I get a 14 or better against Michigan coming up on Saturday. All right, you bet on this Wednesday. As promised, let's talk some hoops. And we'll start with college basketball. It was great to, Monday night was a wonderful night of betting for yours truly. Won every bet that I gave out here on You Better You Bet. Last night, the opposite. Loved Kentucky last night. Closed 3.5. I felt like, wow, like, I'm seeing something nobody else is seeing. It turns out that the only blind bastard was me. Because Michigan State waxed that ass. 83-66. Kentucky had a brief moment in the second half where, like, they had like a fast break dunk off a steal. It was like, can Kentucky make this a game? No, they couldn't. Michigan State wins by 17. And there are a couple, I think, big picture thoughts coming out of this game. The first is, Michigan State's awesome. And I don't know if this is going to be like your normal Tom Izzo team where like they're going to scuffle through November and they're going to stink in December and they're going to lose some games they shouldn't lose. And maybe January doesn't go great. And then it turns into February. Oh, and it's, oh yeah. And they start coming on in a big way. And then you flip the calendar and it's Izzo. It's not March. It's Izzo. I don't think this season's going to follow that pattern for Michigan State. I think that they're tremendous. And this point guard Fears with 13 assists last night absolutely controlled the game. I don't want to say Michigan State is like even like the second best team in the Big Ten because I think it's Purdue and Illinois right now until proven otherwise, and we'll get to Illinois' game against Bama a little later. Michigan State could be the third best team in the conference. And with Izzo coaching the team and the way he coaches that team, doesn't believe in dipping into the portal, believes in like building a team that's together for a long time and like it loves each other. You saw that after the game last night. Izzo's getting interviewed by ESPN, the whole team standing there behind him, cheesing behind him. Jackson Kohler talking to like, this team, they are good. I don't know if they're national title good, but I mean, they're better than I think we all expected coming into the year and absolutely are worth watching out for. As far as the losers last night, and I actually think Kentucky's the bigger story because they have been a supreme disappointment thus far this season. They're 3-2, both high-profile games they played and they lost, Louisville last week, and then last night getting blown out at the Garden by Michigan State. Kentucky coach Mark Pope. Like, I would actually urge you, the listener viewer, even if you're not a huge college basketball fan, I think you probably are if you like the show, go out of your way to watch Mark Pope postgame. He looks defeated. And I'm not like, that's not even an opinion by me. He's saying out loud that this team's not ready, he's not doing a good enough job, and that they're not playing as a unit. He's saying like he's doing a bad job coaching the team and they're not good right now. And he's not saying it in a hellfire and brimstone fiery way. He's saying it in like a we suck chicken little, the sky is falling type of way. It's Kentucky we're talking about here. Like, I respect his candor and his honesty. He got to get this turned around. He's got to get it turned around soon. Kentucky's next big game is December 2nd against Carolina. Curious to see how Kentucky looks heading into that game. And if the SEC preseason player of the year, Otega Owe, starts playing better, he has been a huge disappointment thus far this college basketball season. The other game in the Champions Classic, I hope that people out there didn't bet Kansas. Because if you did, this is a brutal, brutal loss. Duke wins by 12, game closed 11.5, 78-66. And Kansas looked great at the start of this game without Darren Peterson. And if you are listening and watching and you don't know who Darren Peterson is, he's probably going to be the first overall pick in the NBA draft. And people who know way more about college basketball than me say that he's the best player Bill Self has ever coached. Like one of these fabulous freshmen with like A.J. DeBonsa from BYU, and we'll get to Cam Boozer of Duke in a second, and Koa Pete of Arizona, and Wilson at North Carolina. We got a lot of good ones. Darren Peterson's at the top of the list, and he's out with the hamstring strain. And Kansas like hung in this game. I know they lost by 12, but this was like, Kansas played well in this game, where I think I feel better about Kansas coming out of this game than I did going in. That they kept it this close against Duke without like the number one pick in the NBA draft. Not bad for Bill Self in Kansas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
As far as Duke goes, Cam Boozer with like a quiet, think about this, a quiet 18-10-5. Where if you watch the game, it's like Cam Boozer didn't necessarily dominate when you're watching it. But then you look at the box score and it's, oh my God, this guy's unreal. Isaiah Evans, 16 points, might be the best shooter in the country. Again, people way smarter than me are saying that. I just watch the games. He's really good. And there's some people that are asking the question, is this Duke team better than last year's Duke team? With Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple and Malawach and James and Proctor, all in the NBA right now. That Duke team famously, unfortunately for us, infamously, I should say, lost to Houston on Saturday night in the Final Four. I do think that argument's a little crazy, only because like that Duke team was like, I still can't believe they didn't win. I don't even like thinking about it, much less talking about it. This Duke team is not as good as that Duke team, but that Duke team didn't win. Maybe this Duke team can. And Cam Boozer looks unflappable right now. Duke gonna be a big time problem this year moving forward in college basketball. And in the NBA. Pistons won again last night. We'll get to the Pistons at some point this week on the show. They've now won 11 straight games. They have been absolutely tremendous. Yeah, the Spurs end on an 11-0 run. Like, poor Femi bet the Grizzlies' money line. They're up by one, like, not a lot of time to play. And San Antonio closes on an 11-0 run to win by 10. Tough. The big story in the NBA last night was LeBron James returning to the Lakers. 23rd season. Unbelievable for LeBron. Lakers 140, Jazz 126. LeBron goes for 11 points, 3 boards, and 12 dimes in 30 minutes. And what's really cool about this, if you're a Lakers fan or a Lakers better, is that Luka scored 37 and Austin Reeves scored 26. So it's not like LeBron coming back like took something away from Luka or took something away from Austin Reeves. He augmented and amplified what they normally do. J.J. Redick's a really good coach. And LeBron's obviously, I think he's the second best player of all time, only behind MJ. I'm curious how far the Lakers can take this. We've been pretty firm all season that the Lakers are not a legitimate NBA Finals contender. And I do think that at the end of the day, like against OKC, how are they beating the Thunder in a 7-game series? But I can't wait to watch and see how it plays out. And whether or not you love or hate LeBron, I think we can all admit that the NBA is more fun when LeBron's around. So I'm happy he's back. Good win for the Lakers last night. Great to see those three players all on the court at the same time. We have some news in the Illinois-Alabama game tonight. Tomislav Ivicic and Mihajlo Petrović are both playing for Illinois tonight. Two of their best players who have not played yet this season. So this is a major boon for Illinois tonight as they host Alabama. The line of the game is 2.5, and it's getting bet right now. My suggestion, I'm going to bet Illinois during the break. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. I would be stunned if this didn't close 3. Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1, joins us next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.